WTAW News time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 52 degrees. This look of news is brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. They buy, sell, and trade gold and silver, diamonds and jewelry, watches and collectible coins, and consistently pay the most. Learn more at davidsjewelryandcoins.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police continue to investigate the circumstances of last weekend's collision of an SUV that collided with a Santa's Wonderland shuttle bus. CSPD yesterday identified those in the SUV as a man and a woman from Navasota. The driver who died was Anthony Dwayne Johnson, and the woman who was rescued by a tow truck driver is Sharon Treese McGinty. CSPD also reports that the driver of the shuttle bus who was rescued by a CSPD officer, Calvin Hill of Bryan, is hospitalized in Houston in serious condition. More construction will be taking place around the city of Bryan's new ball fields at the north end of Midtown Park.
The city council at last week's meeting approved without discussion spending $107,000 to replace grass with synthetic turf in 10 areas of the Travis Athletic Complex. The replacement's the result of heavier foot traffic than expected in 10 areas, totaling more than 9,000 square feet. Irrigation lines that were previously installed will be capped. Contract also includes pouring a 30 by 90 foot concrete pad to store pitching mounds. Project will be funded through cost savings in other areas of the Travis complex. Bill Oliver, 1620-94.5 WTAW.
Texas A&M President Catherine Banks spent more than 1 hour earlier this month fielding questions from the university's faculty senate. She was asked about budget changes as the result of her reorganization.
We're evaluating our budgeting process now. Faculty senate has a representative on the committee that will assess the current budgeting model. I was just talking to John Crawford, the CFO, about that. He believes we may have a plan of action by the summer, but we wouldn't implement it in year one. We probably have some sort of phased approach over a two-year period.
Regarding personnel matters, the president plans to begin searches for a permanent provost and a dean of the College of Architecture next spring. And next spring will be an assessment of the selection process for the dean of A&M's new College of Arts and Sciences. Brazos County Commissioners give a shout out at the end of yesterday's meeting to the woman who has for more than 30 years prepared a Thanksgiving meal for hundreds of people and at no charge. Irma Colley and Nancy Berry thanked Gloria Kennard for her service.
And if you see her, say thank you and maybe give her a gift for next year because she pays for everything.
And I think she gave away about 700 plates last year, and she's expecting more this year.
Yeah, every year it grows.
It does.
The United Way of the Brazos Valley's website is still registering volunteers to deliver meals through the Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley program. More information is at uwbv.org/holiday. Bryan High School Cheyenne's dance and drill team is in New York City preparing to perform at tomorrow's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
They're actually one of the last groups in the parade, and so they bring in Santa Claus.
Coach Taylor Torres Martinez says the 12 seniors were involved in rehearsals 17 hours after leaving Bryan last Saturday morning at 1 a.m. WTAW News time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 52 degrees. This look of news is brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-94.5 WTAW.
Good morning. It's 7:10 on a Wednesday. Glad you're with us. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Weather is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
More constant sunshine today. Late day showers possible, high in the middle 60s. Rain tonight, maybe a thunderstorm. Will drop to the upper 50s this evening. Temperatures slowly rising after midnight. Rain likely on Thursday, maybe another thunderstorm. High in the upper 60s for Thanksgiving. And cloudy and cooler on Friday with more rain expected. Highs only getting up into the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, 1620-94.5 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Texas A&M football. The Aggies will wrap up their 2022 season this Saturday against LSU. Going to hear from defensive lineman Albert Regis while he still has a reason to smile despite it a subpar year. We're also going to touch on some college hoops, college men's and women's basketball in sports.
There you are. So the roads are a little quiet this morning, as we talked
expected.
About. Sure. With the public schools out and the big school You can leave at noon, but I'm sure there may be some people who will be late getting in there so that they won't be able to leave at noon because they won't even come in and all that kind of stuff. But there's not much traffic out there today. It's a very quiet morning. So
I'm kind of interested how many people will have show up here today.
Oh, is that right? Is it a thing?
Okay. No, I mean,
we're supposed to be at work today.
How many people took off?
Right.
So, and that's the other thing. After maybe not seeing people for a while, things are a little bit different and all that. Rude things that people do on Thanksgiving. Here okay. we go. Bringing something that requires cooking.
Oh, okay. Like bringing if
you let them know ahead of time, right?
Right.
And you get there early.
Yeah, sure. That's what I was going to say. And if there's oven space, like that's the other thing. If you're going somewhere and someone's hosting most of it and like doing most of the food and then you walk in and you're like, hey, I brought the green bean casserole, but I still need to put it together.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Here, it's in this bag. Here, just let me get into the
kitchen. Here are all the ingredients.
Drop that bombshell on them. Yeah.
Asserting yourself into the kitchen without being asked.
Oh, yeah.
If you're helping out in there, great. But if you just kind of come in and try to take over and start critiquing recipes, not a good thing.
So I would think it would be the people that are cooking, and if they have older relatives, maybe parents that are used to it. It's old hat, right?
Oh,
and they come
wait,
in
are
and,
you putting it in that?
No.
How are you stirring that?
Right. Oh, yeah. Really? You're gonna do that? All right.
Okay. Assuming you can take home leftovers.
Oh.
Don't start loading up the Tupperware. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Don't be
doing
that.
Especially if it's Tupperware.
Yeah. Right.
Don't take people's Tupperware.
Don't be doing that. Yep.
I saw a great hack for leftovers, though. So we talked about those aluminum pans, the one that you might be looking for soon. So they make them that have like almost in like cupcake shapes.
All right. Okay.
And so you have those, and then people can put the leftovers separately, right? So
you
can put
divider
like little dividers. So people can put like, and I say cupcakes, but like think about bigger, like big corn muffin tins.
Right. Okay.
So they have, you can put your green bean casserole, put some turkey. Then all you have to do is like put it in your oven to heat it up, and it's all just boom, boom there.
That's pretty interesting.
Isn't it? Yeah. Saw that TikTok hack.
I wonder if they've ever thought about making something like that, but like a cafe tray. Mm-hmm. Where it's not necessarily circular, but it's divided.
Right, yeah. These are, and maybe they have them, I don't know. But these were definitely circular, but they were big enough that you had a good serving size of each dish all in one tray.
Are they rigid enough to be reused, or are they a one-time use thing? Did it look like?
I mean, if you really want to like wash it out.
I didn't know.
Stuff,
yeah, I just didn't know what kind of was.
Just like the aluminum tray that you have in your head, like what you're thinking of right now, that you can bake in and you can do things in, but most likely you're just going to toss.
Got it. All right. That's interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
Prying into other people's personal business.
Yeah.
You know, like, why aren't you married yet? Where are you having kids? Right. That thing that ever happens to anybody who's single. And finally, starting tense conversations.
Oh, politics.
Politics, religion, family issues, all that. And with that in mind, here we go. Some guidelines to help you. 20% of the respondents said political disagreements have hurt their relationship with friends or family.
That's sad.
See, it is. So how do you avoid talking about politics over turkey? Experts give us these tips. Number one, reframe and redirect. If you can get all family members to agree to not discuss politics during dinner to avoid misunderstandings, that would be good. Instead, consider discussing what they're grateful for or other positive topics outside politics.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. If you just have some topics of if you have that one uncle or that one aunt or whoever just won't, quit bringing it up, obviously try to set your boundaries, but just have other topics right off the top of your head so you're ready to change the subject.
Or you could just, remain calm and you could just keep eating. Just ignore them. Don't try to win. You're unlikely to change anybody's mind. We already know this, but for some reason. And the deal is, then, avoid labels and characterizations, because you may be multi-generational at the table. You don't need to say something like, oh, that's just what I would expect from a boomer.
Yeah.
You know, that's not good. And you know that there's going to be people out there who just want to poke you with a stick.
Well,
throwing that.
Yeah, throwing labels like that at people has no other purpose but to, rile their jimmies or rustle their jimmies. So.
Be curious, not furious. I like that. The only way to navigate these difficult conversations is through a detached spirit of curiosity, where learning is the most important thing, more important than fixing.
I think it's great when somebody has a differing opinion than you, and then you ask, well, why do you think that?
Oh, yeah. And asking questions, it immediately turns it back onto them to actually explain themselves.
Right.
So how many people have to be back on Friday, and does that disrupt your world, too? Because, you know, you think about that. Maybe you're going to travel X number of hours to some place, and you get to relax a little bit. But then you know that the next day on Friday, you're going to have to maybe pack up early and get back. Mm. Or maybe you have to do it on Thanksgiving evening to get back to your job or other responsibilities that you have. For that reason, 27% of us think Thanksgiving on Friday would be better.
Oh,
see,
well,
weekend.
We would, because then we don't have to come back.
Yeah, because this is like Friday 2.0.
Right. So
for
like this is my favorite day, and then it's followed by my least favorite day to work on Friday. Just because, you know, you have a great time at Thanksgiving, and I don't even travel. So it's not that it ruins my travel plans. Zach, I know you guys, it's been tough before because you've gone to Tyler or gone out of town. And so it's just, it's like, oh, I got to come back for that one day.
Yeah.
And we have to wake up as early as we do. But I can see a lot of people saying, wait a minute, don't move it to Friday because I get a long 3-day
already.
Or 4-day weekend already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was about to say, maybe I'm overstepping here, but lest I say that most normal people get Friday off.
Right,
yeah,
a lot of people do. I agree. Yep. Yeah, for sure.
Good morning. It's 7:20. Thanks for being with us this morning on this Wednesday, especially if you're not having to work. Good for you. We're happy for you.
Yeah, and thanks for waking up and listening to us.
Absolutely.
Still.
Would you skip Thanksgiving with your family for $1,000? 44% would take the cash.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think my family would be all for it.
Yeah.
Honestly, they'd be like, good for you, man.
I mean, don't get me wrong. An extra $1,000 would be wonderful, no matter how much money you have. But I don't know. Like, now you get up into like the, I don't know, $10,000. I would say yes, a whole lot easier.
Well, and how often you see your people.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
true,
too.
You know. So do you mainly go to family events like Thanksgiving out of obligation or because you want to? 71% said they want to.
Okay.
29% feel obligated to do that.
I'm glad that 71% said that.
Yeah, that's well, good. In 1991, 84% said they wanted to be there, just to show you.
Oh, okay.
It used to be higher, but anyway. Would you rather spend Thanksgiving at home or be invited to the White House for dinner?
Oh.
Somehow, this
it's a
one
weird
has,
question.
It is.
That, well, they asked it back in 1991. It was 16%, and it is exactly the same today.
Well, the prez is not going to be there.
Well, that's
true. He's on not Martha's Vineyard, but the other one, Nantucket. So.
And he's not going to know your name.
No.
You know, so anyway.
He didn't care.
Yeah. Are you more thankful this year than you felt in the past few years? Again, they asked that in 1991, and that's pretty steady. About 42% of us said yes, and 43% of us said we feel about the same. Well, there
it all depends on what happened throughout that year, probably.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I mean, this is a weird year to say, well, 2 years ago was COVID.
Right.
You know, and so I would hope people feel more thankful just because we are at least in a situation where you can see family and travel and do things like that easier. But obviously, you look at a whole lot of factors and it could change from person to person.
And it also could be part of the trip of getting there because maybe you're leaving now and you're not there yet. There could be something that happens in between.
Oh, geez.
Will
make
that maybe not as much fun as you'd like. So we were talking about the idea of how difficult was it to get like a turkey the size that you wanted. The CEO of Butterball, the turkey brand, said, we're seeing larger size gatherings now, and we're seeing a resurgence for people that have Thanksgiving as a big meal. Expectations very high for participation of larger groups, and there'll probably be some demand for larger birds as well. Back in July, Butterball had surveyed 1,000 U.S. American adults about Thanksgiving, and at the time, 90% of them said they planned to celebrate, and 90% said they planned to buy the same size turkey or larger. Just 8% surveyed said that they were concerned about the impact of inflation.
Oh,
well,
okay.
You know, in July, how you felt about inflation and how you feel about it now could be completely different.
True.
Yeah, perhaps.
Could be completely different.
Now, I will say this, pose the question. When was the last time you went to a Thanksgiving meal and everyone finished the turkey there at the meal and you didn't have leftovers?
Never.
Yeah,
never.
I was going to say, much. I think last Thanksgiving, we just didn't have a lot of leftovers in general, like maybe enough for two or three plates worth.
All right.
Right.
And we had more than two or three people at Thanksgiving. So it's not like everyone was going home with even a plate of leftovers, but we probably still had some turkey left. Yeah.
But I'm specifically talking about the turkey size, right? So do you purchase a turkey and you purchase the right size based off of having leftovers? You say,
yeah, I mean, I want leftovers, and I especially turkey, because you can do turkey sandwiches, you can do turkey soup, you can do all sorts of stuff. So I would go for a bigger bird in hopes that I would have leftovers and not use it all.
Okay. Well,
and you don't want to run out.
No.
That's the big thing,
no,
right?
No, you certainly want to have
especially,
it.
Especially, yeah.
But I'm just saying, I've never been to a Thanksgiving meal where we ran out of turkey.
Yeah.
And turkey in that form. Because here's the deal. The turkey people have done a great job of getting people to consume turkey year-round.
Right.
I mean, sliced turkey meat all over the place and all sorts of flavors in the deli section, the grocery stores. And so
everywhere.
Yes, we've done a really, really good, because we think it's healthy and all that stuff. And it probably it is pretty much. But the idea of having that slab of meat, you don't really get that all the time. So maybe having the slab of turkey is important.
And when it's cooked well.
Right. Yeah, that and then again, you know, the whole white meat, dark meat thing. The white meat people have really done a really good job of getting people to think that's what they want.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I want this dry piece of chicken.
Right, exactly. But they do.
No,
and that's where we are. There are very few people who go, oh, yeah, I'd love to have a turkey thigh. Well, unless you're at the Renaissance Festival, and then, of course, it doubles as a club.
Right.
But, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
$25 later.
Right. Yeah, that's...
WTAW News. Time is 7:32. It's 52 degrees. This look of news is brought to you by West Webb, All Britton and Gentry Law Firm, the experienced legal team for the things you value most. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station Police has released more information about last weekend's collision of a wrong-way SUV and a Santa's Wonderland shuttle bus. The driver of the SUV who died was identified as Anthony Dwayne Johnson of Navasota. A passenger in the SUV who was rescued by a tow truck driver, Shantrice McGinty of Navasota, was taken to a local hospital for treatment of her injuries. The driver of the shuttle bus, who was rescued by a CSPD officer, Calvin Hill of Bryan, is in serious condition at a Houston hospital. The investigation continues as to how the SUV left the southbound frontage road, crossed the southbound lanes of the freeway, went through the median, and struck the northbound bus. The Bryan City Council agrees to spend $4 million to extend city sewer service to the site of future housing developments that are outside city limits.
The agreement that was approved without discussion at last Thursday's council meeting involves three groups of property owners between FM 1179 and Old Reliance Road and east of the Austin's Colony subdivision. One of three landowners has a partnership with five home builders that plans to build 400 homes on large lots at a price point of $400,000. That developer agrees to request annexation of their property prior to completion of designing the sewer line. The city building the sewer lines contingent upon obtaining any required consent from the Wixon Special Utility District. Sewer extensions included in this year's wastewater fund capital project budget. Bill Oliver, 1620-945-WTAW.
Texas A&M is spending $30 million this year on deferred maintenance. What is not being addressed was among the questions President Catherine Banks answered during an hour-long appearance at this month's Faculty Senate meeting. When asked about the future of A&M's academic building, Banks says the iconic structure needs a great deal of tender, loving care.
I don't think it will happen tomorrow, but we are considering a fundraising plan to generate funding to allow that beautiful building to be brought to its original splendor.
Banks, who was promoted to president after serving as the dean of the College of Engineering, was asked about the college's Thompson Hall building.
Our building is one of the oldest buildings on campus. It's about 102 years old, and we are in a situation where we don't have more space.
Well, I can say that we're in discussion with your department head at this point about some additional space. So give me a month, and then we'll have this conversation again.
Regarding personnel matters, the president says search committees have been established for the next deans of A&M's Colleges of Engineering and Nursing, and candidates for the dean of the business school were interviewed last week. Banks also plans to begin the search for A&M's next permanent provost next spring. Another state lawmaker wants more money from a revenue source benefiting Texas A&M and the University of Texas to go to other state universities. Representative Brooks Landgraf of Odessa, who is an Aggie graduate, brought up during a Texas Tribune event sharing the permanent university fund with UT Permian Basin in Midland.
It's closest to the university lands that produce all this money, yet it receives just a sliver of support from the UT system for the PUF fund, and I think there's just something inherently wrong about that.
Established by the state constitution in 1876, the Permanent University Fund generates revenue from oil and gas and other leasing activities on more than 2 million acres in West Texas to support the A&M and UT systems. The end of yesterday's Brazos County Commission meeting was spent by members Irma Cawley and Nancy Berry thanking the woman responsible for preparing Thanksgiving dinner for decades at Pleasant Grove Baptist Church in Bryan.
A special prayer as given for Gloria Kennard. I'm not sure how many years Gloria has opened 30, her home.
Probably 36 or 37.
This lady donates. She does not charge anyone to come to her facility and have Thanksgiving dinner.
And Commissioner Steve Aldridge provided a last day reminder to volunteer to deliver meals through the Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley program. You can volunteer through the United Way of the Brazos Valley's website at uwbv.org/holiday. If you plan to watch tomorrow's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, look out for Santa. That's because just ahead of Santa will be the 12 seniors from Bryan High School's Cheyenne's Dance and Drill Team.
They'll perform a routine that they've been working on for about a month now at home, just kind of on their own.
Coach Taylor Torres Martinez says she's been impressed with how the team rehearsed on Saturday and Sunday and how they've taken in the sights of New York City on Monday and Tuesday.
These are the hardest working kids. They practice poise and professionalism. It's truly unmatched. Sometimes I think they are more mature than I am, you know, at 25 years old.
Martina says she and her husband and 13 other chaperones will be watching the team dance from inside their hotel.
Our hotel is on the parade route, so we'll get to see them walking in the parade, but we won't get to see the performance. We'll have to run downstairs, see them walk by, run back upstairs, and then turn on the TV to see the live performance that all of you will see back at home.
The chaperones will be joined by 22 family members of one of the dancers. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 52 degrees. This look of news is brought to you by West Webb, All Britton, and Gentry. More news at the top of the hour. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-94.5 WTAW.
Good morning, 7:39. The Infomaniacs on a Wednesday morning. Here's our weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com today. Here you go.
Forecast of sunshine today. Late day showers possible. High in the middle 60s. Rain tonight. Maybe a thunderstorm. Will drop to the upper 50s this evening. Temperatures slowly rising after midnight. Rain likely on Thursday. Maybe another thunderstorm. High in the upper 60s for Thanksgiving. And cloudy and cooler on Friday with more rain expected. Highs only getting up into the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan. 1620-94.5 WTA.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, yeah, we're talking Texas A&M football. The guys will be looking to round out the season this Saturday with an upset against number 5 LSU. Speaking of rankings, the new college football playoff poll is out. Plenty of SEC teams have made the cut. And we'll also touch on Texas A&M women's hoops in action this afternoon in sports.
Well, you know, they say clouds, but the sun's shining right now. There aren't many clouds out there at all. It's okay. Just they'll roll in a little bit later, I suppose. So the whole Macy's Thanksgiving parade thing, mm-hmm. You know, is really, it's interesting the way it has grown up over the years. And, you know, it's something that we would look forward to seeing when I was a little kid. And again, because my people were from up there. And actually, they showed more than just the Thanksgiving parade in New York City. They had one over in Philadelphia that they showed.
Okay.
I mean, it was a big deal. And the reason it was really popular way back in the day is as color television kind of caught on, just the whole deal. I mean, these giant balloons that
right.
they were towing around in city streets and, you know, it was really kind of a neat deal.
Yeah, it's just a very cool visual to see those. And then especially, you know, right there in between the buildings, which,
yes.
you know, if you don't live in a big city, which, you know, a lot of the country doesn't, it's just a very unique visual.
And of course, great idea to have everybody downtown so that when the parade was over, the stores would be open.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You could go
mm-hmm.
in and do all that thing.
I didn't even think about.
Right. And, you know, so now it's changed. Now, again, it's one of those events that I think, again, this year is covered on two networks.
Okay.
I mean, NBC does it and CBS does it as well. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's kind of interesting. And they use those parades to kind of show off their talent. You know, who are the announcers going to be?
Oh, yeah,
all that.
For sure.
And so they've kind of extended it in some ways. Tonight at 7 o'clock on NBC, it's Countdown to the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. And it's called Macy's, We Used to Be in Your Town, a Thanksgiving parade, as a joke.
We used to, oh, okay.
Oh.
I was so like,
there used to be a Macy's here, see?
Now it's come around full circle.
There we go. So this special.
That's like one of my jokes.
Yeah. It looks
to describe what it is.
It looks at the stories behind the floats and the balloons and the bands on their journey to the annual parade.
That's cool.
It is.
That's neat.
And again, we've kind of got a connection here.
Nice local tie. Yeah. The Bryan High Cheyennes.
Yeah.
Or at least 12 of the seniors are going to be performing.
So I was a little interested about the history of the Cheyennes because the name, obviously, it's not the Lady Vikings or anything like that.
Right.
And Reeves, you went there. Did you know anything about the history?
No.
Okay, so the first team was formed in the 1967-68 school year at Stephen F. Austin High School.
Okay.
Which is, now the admin building? Is that right for Bryan ISD?
No, it's a middle school.
The middle school there.
Oh, middle school. Okay, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Now, the first line spelled the name Cheyennes. So I guess the first line of dancers, their initials.
Oh,
really?
I'm assuming that's what that means. Again,
first
I don't
line.
Have a background
like
with
Sally
that.
And Heather. And Yolanda.
Yolanda. That's a good one. Cheyennes. And the colors were green and white.
Yeah,
right. Because that was
for SFA. That was SFA.
Yeah,
right.
They had about 30 ladies, 19 twirlers, and 3 officers. And then when Bryan High opened in 1971. The Cheyenne name remained, and the colors became blue and white.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's I obviously had friends on the team and stuff like that, but I never thought to ask.
Because
Consol was the Bengal Bells.
Yeah, right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Because of the Tigers.
Where did you find that?
You can go to their website. The Cheyennes have a website.
Yeah, I know.
And it's got all kinds of info, including the names of the members and everything else. And then it has their history, their origin story.
I think we did a reunion. We talked to somebody about that when they were having a reunion here.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, that still had some of the originals. Because the original folks would be about my age now. And, you know, so there's still some of them around.
Sure.
Wonder if they still get together. But that's very interesting. Thanks for coming up with that.
So
we know.
My mom, when she worked at Bryan High, she was the cheerleading sponsor.
Okay.
And so she was in charge of the cheerleaders. And it's pretty interesting still hearing stories. And some of them are still around.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But she didn't deal with the Cheyennes because obviously two different groups.
So what are the Valkyries?
That is more of like a step team.
Okay, all right.
So that started... Maybe they had teams in the past, but I remember, you know, getting a Valkyries team when I was in school, and it was like the first time they had had it in a while or ever. I'm not sure, but that was more if you think of step and not hip hop, but just
not a high kick
right
dance.
exactly. And they would, you know, they would perform at like basketball games and they'd be in the stands at volleyball games and stuff like that.
Well, in the collegiate ranks, I mean, you've heard, at least in East Texas, the Kilgore Rangerettes are a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say they performed at Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. We actually have a former Kilgore Rangerette here that works for us.
And she's on the A&M dance team now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she works the front desk.
I know. Very talented, too. I've seen quite a bit of the dance team lately because I've been working a lot of basketball games.
Yep.
And I did. I go, wait a minute. I think that's our front desk girl. And so I asked her about it later. She was like, yeah. So now I actually pay attention. And I'm like, wow, she's really good.
Very talented. Excellent.
Then I found out she was a Rangerette. And I was like, oh, well, that makes sense.
So we were talking first hour about, you know, turkeys and if you're preparing and what you're doing. And at the Taylor household in Snook.
Yeah.
Apparently you guys are brining this thing.
Brining it in a Lowe's bucket, because that's just how we roll.
Okay.
So the ingredients, I found them. 3 cups apple cider.
All right.
2 cups brown sugar. 1 cup kosher salt. 3 tablespoons tricolor peppercorns.
All right.
5 whole bay leaves. 5 cloves garlic minced. 4 sprigs rosemary with the leaves stripped off. Peel of 3 large oranges.
Wow.
And, of course, 1 turkey.
Huh. All right, and how big's the turkey, do we think?
Oh, gosh, I don't
know. All right, never mind.
You're asking the wrong person.
And so you got it tanked for a little while, and then you'll take it out and let it drip for a little while and then cook it.
Yeah, we're going to smoke it on the pellet grill, which I've been looking up recipes and things for smoking on the pellet grill. It takes a lot less time than a traditional smoker, which, You know, growing up, my dad would do that, right? He would go out in the middle of the night and go poke at it. And
oh, yeah. My roommate would wake up at like 6 a.m. Yeah. to smoke the turkey and have it in time for like a late lunch, early dinner type of situation.
So how will the smoking of the turkey affect the flavor of the brine, I wonder?
I don't know. I can tell you.
We'll have to report back on Friday.
It'll be an experiment.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on 1620 94.5 WTAW. This update is brought to you by Destination Brian. Your legendary staycation is right here at home in Bryan, Texas, including one-of-a-kind restaurants and nationally recognized museums. Visit DestinationBryan.com for more information. It's 751. Texas A&M football finally got back in the win column this past Saturday, snapping a six-game losing skid with a 20-3 victory over UMass. Now, after the game, Aggie defensive lineman Albert Regis was shown standing in the rain next to the Yale leaders and mimicking their signals while the war hymn played. Regis on finding joy even in the hard times.
Beauty through the rain. You know, I remember I seen an image, and it was a storm, and then there was a bird sitting peacefully through the storm. And it just reminded me that, you know, throughout whatever you may go through as a human, from sports to life, whether you're religious or not, as long as you find your happy spot, you'll find a happiness without a doubt. You know, like, it was a good moment to, you know, celebrate a win and then also do something new. Because last time I checked, I never seen a player go join them. So I thought, hey, let's try something new.
The guys will look to return to that happy place this Saturday when they welcome fifth-ranked LSU to town. Now, to get coaches' take, tune into the Jimbo Fisher Coaches Show tonight from 8 to 9 right here on WTAW. Time for a sneak peek at the SEC, brought to you by T-Mobile. Georgia once again tops this week's college football playoff poll. LSU comes in at number 5, Alabama at 7, and Tennessee at number 10. Ole Miss has dropped 6 spots to number 20. And that's been your SEC Sneak Peek, brought to you by T-Mobile, the official 5G sponsor of the SEC. There were some big men's college hoops games yesterday. 21st-ranked Texas Tech steamrolled Louisville 70-38. Number 9 Arkansas fell to 10th-ranked Creighton 90-87. Number 13 Auburn routed Bradley 85-64. And 14th-ranked Arizona outdueled number 17 San Diego State 87-70. Over on the women's side of the court, Texas A&M is back at home this afternoon, playing host to Texas State. Aggie head woman Joni Taylor on where her team is at early on in the year.
What I like about them is that they want to do the right thing, and they're listening and they're watching film and they're doing all the things you want them to do. What needs to get changed is, in the corrections need to happen quicker, right? More consistently. We're still working on that consistent piece. You see flashes of it, but, you know, understanding that there's a certain way you are expected to show up every single day. And we're not talking about scoring the amount of the points. We're talking about just your effort in doing certain things. That is a minimum requirement to play at this level and to achieve the things that we say we want to, you know, talk about achieving as we build this program and continue to get better.
Maroon and White will look to continue improving this afternoon when they take on the Bobcats at 4 o'clock at Reed. Broadcast is on Zone 1150 AM and 93.7 FM. A&M swimmer Baylor Nelson has been tabbed the SEC Men's Freshman of the Week following his performance at the Art Adamson Invitational. Nelson helped lead the Aggs to victory by tallying 4 top finishes and notching a pair of NCAA championship automatic qualifying times. And plenty of local high school hoops action yesterday. The Bryan boys topped Waller 41-37. Rudder bested Elgin 54-29, and A&M Consolidated rolled past Huntsville 85-45. Now for the girls, College Station fell to Frisco Liberty 67-43 and Rudder topped Temple 52-44. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Destination Bryan on 1620-94.5 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
I cleaned, I cooked, the house looked good, they came, but nobody helped. They drank, they smoked while telling jokes. Someone let go a belch. Don't you ever say I didn't entertain. Your family is nuts. They are getting crude, yelling for some food like they're at Pizza Hut.
Hey, when are we eating?
I walked in with a down.
God, I never want to see those people again.
There you go.
Who was singing that?
I don't know.
She was pretty good.
She was a good singer.
But yeah, a little rendition of Miley's.
Yeah. Whose birthday is today?
I know. Sure.
He's a big 3-0.
So a Saturday Night Live Thanksgiving tonight on NBC, but it's a repeat. So why are they calling it live? Because it's a repeat.
Right.
On HBO, this might be good. A 4-part documentary detailing the life and career of Shaq.
Okay.
The series will follow Shaq from his rise to be one of the NBA's most prominent centers and players of all time.
Now, did they interview you for it?
They did not.
Because you saw him back in the
day,
right?
As a matter of fact, I broadcast a game. He played in San Antonio Cole. Yeah,
well, I'm even more interested in his life because it just seems just so unique and interesting.
So,
like the things that he does and the things that he's involved in and...
Yeah, I heard something that he requires his kids, if they want to inherit any of his wealth, they have to have 2 degrees.
Oh, wow.
That they have to at least have their master's.
I forget the story that I read about somebody who was decided they wanted to get into covering sports, and they were assigned to cover LSU when he was like a freshman.
Okay.
And he was quiet and shy, if you can imagine that.
Yeah.
I mean, he learned to come out of his shell and obviously become a personality who's bigger than he is, and he's a pretty big guy.
Yeah, but he's still kind of like a calming presence,
without a doubt.
Like,
yeah, he doesn't really scream or yell
a lot.
Right,
that's, yeah, exactly.
I mean, does stuff like he's a sheriff's deputy. I mean, he seems like
The charitable stuff that he does.
Right.
And the random giveaways that he does, or I guess, you know, he'll just be in a store and he'll like pick up someone's tab.
Yep. So that's a 4-part documentary. Starts tonight at 9 o'clock. They'll drop it on HBO. The last time a volcano erupted in Canada was 2,400 years ago. I guess somebody made note of that.
Okay.
I didn't know. And there have only been 13 NFL players who were born in Alaska.
Oh.
Who knew?
Mark Schlereth is one.
There you go. WTAW, College Station Bryant.